Spokane, 107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer, calling on Congress for action. The Biden administration, after a rash of weekend shootings across the country, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
As the president has said, this is not normal and Congress must act. At the same time, he will continue to use every tool at his disposal to end the epidemic of gun violence.
The shootings include one at a splash pad in suburban Detroit, injuring 9 people, and a shooting at a Juneteenth festival in Texas, killing 2 and wounding more than a dozen. Water cannons being used on protesters outside of the home of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after he announced the dissolving of his country's war cabinet. Netanyahu making that move a day after a key member of the body left the government over frustrations around Israel's handling of the war with Hamas. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy recommending cigarette-style warning labels on social media, citing mental health risks for young people. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee wants to recruit 100,000 volunteer polling place monitors, poll workers, and lawyers in 15 swing states in November. Republicans say they'd safeguard election integrity, but critics say their real aim is to harass election workers and undermine trust in the vote. The U.S. Secret Service could release its final security zone for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee any day now. Like a lot of Republicans, Senator Ron Johnson wants the protest zone moved farther from Fiserv Forum.
I'd like to see Mayor Johnson step up the plate and demand change as well. Again, this is in all of our best interests. Governor Evers ought to be demanding change as well as, obviously, the Republican Party is, we're asking for this concern to be addressed.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to help native pollinators in honor of Pollinator Week. According to a press release, there are about 400 native pollinator species in Wisconsin, like bumblebees, butterflies, and hummingbirds. To help out, residents can plant native plants and trees, provide water and shelter for the pollinators, and maintain a yard free from pesticides and herbicides. There's also a number of volunteer organizations for residents who want to do more. A 12-year-old was airlifted to the hospital on Thursday after being hit by a car while riding their bike in Ashland County. According to the Ashland County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 3:30 on Thursday afternoon near an intersection on County Highway C in Marengo Township. Authorities have not released any personal information about the child, nor an update on their condition. The driver of the car was not injured, and the cause of the crash is under investigation by the Ashland County Sheriff's Office. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a dramatic 5-4 win over the Reds. It ended in the top of the ninth. Cincinnati trying to score the tying run, but Blake Perkins making a spectacular throw to the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Here's a 2-1. Espinal in the air. That is going to fall for a base hit. They're going to send the runner. Throw to the plate. The catch. The tag. He's
Blake Perkins on his throw home from center field.
Off the bat, it was kind of tough. I was trying to decide whether or not I was going to go for the catch, like a dive, or play it on the hop.
Catcher William Contreras shaken on the play after tagging out and colliding with the Reds' Stuart Fairchild. How is he? Manager Pat Murphy.
Not sure. We got to get him checked out. I mean, when you get a head snap like that, you can be pretty sore.
The Crew open a 3-game series tonight in Anaheim against the Angels. NBA, Game 5 of the finals tonight. Boston leads Dallas 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Rising temps into the 70s. Warmer and more humid tomorrow, highs upper 80s and breezy. Afternoon and evening, storms return. Heavy rain, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and gusty winds all possible. Currently at 62 degrees.
For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic Piet Levy, who joins the show to discuss all things Summerfest. We will also discuss the resurgence of the summer box office.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a big Monday edition. I got my little buddy here with me in Madtown. I got you on the phones, 844-967-2789. And Dom, in deference to the fact you drove all the way to Madison.
I was just passing through, man. So I'd like to say I came here specifically for this, but I was running late, was never going to get to Milwaukee before the show. But you're welcome.
I was going to give you an opportunity to decide what the vaunted lead might be today on the big show.
Ooh, Crudy, did you not do any prep work today?
Here's what I would talk about. I would talk about the fundraiser that was hosted on behalf of Joe Biden over the course of the weekend.
I've heard the
righties talking about it quite a bit.
The left coast, right? Wasn't he in... Where was it? Was it in California? Where was he doing the fundraising?
Less clear on the site of the fundraiser.
But yeah, Obama was there, right?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Fallon hosted, and Barack Obama was there, and Joe Biden was on the stage, and everything went well.
Raised a lot of money.
$28 million, my understanding.
And they did drop a $50 million ad. We'll play a little bit of that today as well, so make sure you
got to raise some coin to play those very expensive $50 million ads.
So raised a bunch of money. That's cool. All right. That's what it's all about.
But here's what happened. And I saw this on the Twitter stream of Piers Morgan. You know, he's sort of in the Rupert Murdoch empire. Dom, in the New York Post apparently posted video of Joe Biden on the stage. And it was post-event. And the crowd going nuts. I don't know what you get for $28 million, but you better get a good show, right? So they're bringing down the house. Barack Obama and Jimmy Fallon and Joe Biden, they're all standing there.
They're basking in the glow and the love of the crowd.
I've done that many times. It's a great feeling. And so anyways, at some point, Barack Obama looks over at Joe, grabs him by the sleeve and says, come on, man, let's get out of here. Basically, puts his hand on his shoulder and walks him off stage left.
Well, they walk off together. I mean, walks him off implies a leading.
Well, he had his hand on.
On the back as they're walking. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, sure.
Yes. Like I've done to people as I'm talking to them. If you're having a specific conversation, you're walking with someone, you know, perhaps you put an arm on them just to show them a little good feeling. I mean, hell, they worked together for 4 years, well, right, Dom? Eight?
I mean, and if you believe what the righties are telling you, Barack's still pulling the strings.
Well, here's the question. Do you believe the characterization of Joe Biden? Now, Piers Morgan said effectively, how do we allow this national embarrassment to go on?
He froze. They're saying that it, when the president was staring off into the crowd, that he froze up, a la Mitch McConnell, perhaps. And they needed a guy like Barack Obama, who happened to be there, to give him the nudge. Hey, come on, time to go.
Now, I might believe that Joe Biden froze up when they started playing the Juneteenth anthem. And he didn't know the words. He just kind of stood there like the white stepdad at a, you know, middle school party, stuck chaperoning, just standing in the back.
You mean like you at the Snoop Dogg concert?
Come on, man. I was dancing. But this thing, according to TheHill.com, the White House and former President Barack Obama's team disputed the characterization that President Biden froze up on the stage at a Los Angeles fundraiser. You're right, Dom. It was on the leftist coast. Hope Tom's listening out there. And you. And anyways, had to be led off the stage by the former president. Now, the New York Post wrote about the video of Biden under the headline, Biden appears to freeze up, has to be led off stage by Obama at Megabucks LA fundraiser. That was the headline at the Rupert Murdoch Washington
He didn't
Post.
Freeze up. He just couldn't carry all the money off the stage.
Ooh, I like how you think. Biden did raise $30 million. The event was hosted by late night host Jimmy Kimmel. At the end of the event, both Obama and Biden were leaving the stage, waving goodbye to the crowd. Obama grabs Biden by the hand. It was by the wrist. And he grabbed him by, like, the forearm, the wrist. It wasn't by the hand. And pats him on the back while they walk away. Now, The Hill has reached out to the Biden-Harris campaign for comment, but Senior Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates denied the New York Post characterization of what happened. He gets a little salty with this, Dom. Fresh off being fact-checked by at least six mainstream news organizations for lying about President Biden with cheap fakes, Rupert Murdoch's sad little super PAC, the New York Post, is back to disrespecting its readers and itself once again by pretending the president taking in the applauding crowd for a few seconds is somehow wrong. Bates' statement said their ethical standards could deal with a little unfreezing.
Ooh.
See what he did there? In a post on the social media platform Twitter, Eric Schultz, Obama's senior advisor, reposted the New York Post article and said, this did not happen. So what say you, Mr. Salvia?
I mean,
just driving through for the day happens. Stop by and do a little radio cuz.
Yeah, you know, see what happens. Have a good time. 844-967-2789. What say I? So I didn't hear about it. We talked about it, looked it up, watched it myself. And I'm like, no, not concerning. Now, when I think about the freezing up, I think of Mitch McConnell. And he, that dude was like, man, that was strange. It was a long time. It was concerning. I mean, Joe.
Someone had to go unplug the machine and plug it back in to get Mitch McConnell moving.
Restart. What was my impression? And for the record, if I thought he had froze up and literally had a Mitch McConnell moment, I'd say that. That wasn't my impression. My impression at that particular time was that he was, you know, gazing off into the crowd. And I looked at it, looked like 3-4 seconds before Obama, who was kind of by
his side. It was not a tremendous amount of time. Wasn't 30 seconds and someone strolled back and pulled him back.
And so what's the point here? So is the guy old? Yes. Does he have old man moments? Probably. No doubt. Is he as bad cognitively as Donald Trump? I don't think so. But we have a debate coming up next week. Well, maybe we'll find out.
Next Thursday, June 27, you can be there. The price is free. The Barrymore Theater, the Devil's Advocates, and our partner, the Progressive Magazine, hosting a pre-panel discussion. Crudy Dom, Maggie Dawn, others invited. Don't want to overly commit till I know for sure.
Until we knock them down.
And then the presidential debate, and you can come and watch. Doesn't cost anything but bring some money for the bar. And, you know, we'll accept donations.
Always do.
We got bills.
Cash and loose joints. The Republicans, of course, are trying to, you know, put Joe and make him look worse than he is. I mean, that's what we do. That's how it is. So, and most recently, this thing of him at the G7 wandering off, quote unquote. And I did see some video. There was some people further stage, I guess, stage right, stage left, I don't know, over to his left, that he was, you know, looking at and paying attention. He did not go, you know, wandering off like a lost puppy into the fields. But that's what we're into now. You cut off, you know, one end of the video, and now it makes a whole different context. So am I surprised that maybe Joe sometimes has moments? Not at all. Am I surprised that the Republicans would make, number one, take advantage of that? No. But would they make things seem like that they really weren't? Absolutely. I mean, these are the same folks that put up the fraudulent elector plan. So, you know, I'm not shocked in any way, shape, or form that the Republicans would engage in behavior that maybe is not as ethical as one would hope. That being said, you know, these guys are going to be on the stage together in a week. We'll find out then if the old man if Donald Trump actually decides to show up. Because there's headlines all over, and we see him on the Raw story, perhaps lefty-leaning, talking about Trump's problems and Trump's faraway gaze and things Trump says in his meetings. And so, you know, at the end of the day, we got two old guys, two of the oldest guys ever running for president. You know, that you get what you get. But I would still, and will always, I would encourage our audience, independent, moderate Republicans, anyone who's not a like full-on fascist mega, if you care about democracy, man, go vote for Joe. You know, you pull the lever for Joe, or light a candle for the death of democracy. Because we know what Donald Trump wants to do. He's already done some of it. They're not being shy about it. They're not being shy about the propaganda. When you put out a video that is not in the full context, that's propaganda. When you're trying to relay a message that isn't necessarily accurate, to me, that's propaganda. That's what they're about. Now, I'm down for the head-to-head. Let's see that happen. But I'm not surprised, and I'm not concerned. I would vote for Joe Biden at the weekend in Bernie's, dead as a doornail, someone pulling the strings, before I would vote for a live Donald Trump ever, 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 ever. It's not even close.
No, I've heard you make that pledge a few times.
I continue.
He's not dead yet.
I'm getting better.
I did see a photo over the course of the weekend, and of course, completely out of context, but it was Donald Trump walking down like a stage riser, and he was holding an aide's hand. Like someone was comforting him and giving him stability as he was walking.
Oh, right, yeah.
I did that to Flavor Flav at a concert one time.
You gotta watch out, man.
Yeah, boy!
he was slipping off the bouncer's back. He was being carried. But, now, I mean, so, yeah, and I've seen, I don't know if it was the same one that you're talking about. I believe he was coming off a riser, and he was walking with the general, and he grabbed the general's hand, or one of the officers around him, that kind of helped stabilize him. Well, hey, if you have the fancy leather shoes with the leather bottoms on it, you're going off a damp ramp, that can be slippery, absolutely. So, not that in and of itself doesn't necessarily say that, well, the guy can't, you know, stay on his 2 feet for more than 90 minutes.
So, June 27th, next Thursday night, the most important political debate of your lifetime.
Again.
Well, I don't know if they all are. This is. I mean, this really makes or breaks Joe Biden, don't you think? I thought the State of the Union address, Joe did well. Joe came out with so much energy. I mean, I've heard Trump in the last week start, oh, I might let him win this one, yeah, just so they don't have him drop out.
Yeah, that's what everybody who's a narcissist wants to say. Yeah, the guy who's fanatical about quote-unquote winning, too much winning, is gonna sandbag it and throw it strategically. He doesn't have it in him. Even if he wanted to, he cannot make it about Donald Trump ever.
Do you think Obama threw that debate to Mitt Romney?
Totally.
Just to keep Romney in it?
Yep, just to keep him there.
Just to keep him close, just to give him a little hope and then crush it. Come back with us. We got binders of women around here. 844-967-2789. You could be a part. Join us.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin.
But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you play along on the phones. Talk or text on 844-967-2789.
When I think Paradise City, I think Des Moines, Iowa.
I think Milwaukee.
Oh, well. So,
not a horrible city. It's a paradise city. Okay, yes, go ahead.
The Des Moines Register, new polling out today. You know, Trump won Iowa by 8% last elective cycle, 2020. And I've told the story many times. Damn, I went without you, but I went and I saw Trump in Des Moines, Iowa, where everything was deep fried on a stick. And Trump had him in the palms of his hands. The little palms. Damn, like 25 to 40,000 people showed up in Des Moines, Iowa for Trump.
On the same day as an Iowa versus Iowa State college football game.
In Iowa City, an hour down the road.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like there wasn't any counter programming going on.
Right.
And, you know, it's crazy to me, but the Des Moines Register, that's, you know, sort of their gold standard polling in Iowa. The Register today has Trump up 18.
Woo.
18 on Biden. Trump at 50. Biden's like at 32. Maybe it's a little bit more than that. I had been looking for...
Now, that does include Kennedy at 9 and Oliver at 2.
Who's Oliver?
I don't know, but they're getting 2. Is that the actual name of these nuts?
That's better than Scott Walker did. 0.0. I had been looking for some tells in the polling, Dom, especially post-Trump verdict. And it has been my strong inclination this does not make him stronger as a candidate. You know, a 34-time convicted felon isn't a more appealing candidate to most humans that are reasonable, or let's call them independent or swingy. Because, you know, the Democratic Party, they're voting for Joe.
Right.
And the Republican, the MAGA Party, they're voting for Trump. And then there are these, you know, low propensity voters. There was actually a long form article at the Washington Post today. Talked about the sort of voters that will decide the fate of the nation. Right. Low information, low propensity. It's if Jane shows up, then maybe we get democracy next year. But if Jane's too busy to vote on election day, fascism rules. So that's the scary part.
Well, I mean, maybe fascism will be okay if I can force my way upon you, then I'm totally down with it. But it's really bad if you have to force your beliefs onto me, then I'm against that.
Well, I'd rather be the Packers than the Bears fans at this point. I'm just saying that. Dom, here is some encouraging news, though. 21% of independents less likely to back Trump in new polling. Now, this is not the Des Moines Register poll. These are not Iowa voters, but nationally, independent voters. And there are a lot of those people in the state of Wisconsin. Again, you're not sure if they're going to vote. They don't watch the TV news. They don't listen to talk radio much.
I was going to say, they're probably not even like tuned in right now yet. And I don't know why you wouldn't be, folks. Tell all your independent friends. Tune into the Devil's Advocates. We'll set them straight.
But you know what they have probably seen? Guilty. 34 times. Guilty.
It's hard to avoid. It's been all over the news.
Most people are well aware that Trump is a convicted felon at this point. A Politico Ipsos survey found that 21% of independents say they are less likely to vote for Trump after the conviction, adding that the guilty verdict in Trump's hush money case is very important on how they will vote in November. Now, 5% of independents said the verdict is an important factor and that the conviction makes them more likely to support Trump. That's still net negative 16 for the guy, though. If you get 5% more willing to vote for the guy and you got 21% less willing to vote for the guy, that's a net negative 15 for Trump. That's what I'm talking about, Dom. That will affect the outcome of an election.
Yeah, certainly. And that also makes sense. A little more here. Just a small share of Republicans surveyed said they would be less likely to back the former president after his conviction. 41% of Republicans said the conviction has no impact on their support for Trump and that it was not important in how they will vote. 41% of Republicans. Really? It's no biggie. No biggie. That's just, lawfare. Those are the ones that are
believing. Give me the felon.
Lawfare. 28% of Republicans said they were more likely to support Trump and that
double down on the felon.
Guilty verdict was not important. Just 7% of Republicans say they are less likely to support Trump and that the conviction was important in determining their vote.
Hold on. Just 7%.
Just 7, yes.
That's a huge number, dude. If 7% of the electorate decides that the 34 convictions in New York, Republican voters, if 7% of the electorate drops off, it's a landslide Biden victory. Now, that seems optimistic.
Well, but are we talking about the same pool? Because 28% of Republicans said they were more likely to vote for Trump and that the guilty verdict was not important to their decision.
The Republican base was already going to vote for Trump. So saying you're more likely to vote for Trump than I was already going to vote for Trump? Yes, you were going to vote for Trump, right? Again, the highly motivated. Now, if some low propensity, not paying attention voter decides suddenly this is the dividing factor, the fact that he's a felon makes him so much more appealing to me now, right. That would then be part of the math, Don. But yeah. What I'm saying is this makes him much less appealing to a small percentage of Republicans, but a substantial percentage. I mean, you start talking about polling differential, Don, margins for error.
Yeah, right. 2, 3, 4, maybe.
7's bigger than those numbers.
Yeah. Republicans in the new survey were also more likely to say the hush money trial was not fair. 67% of Republicans said the verdict was not the result of a fair and impartial judicial process, while 27% of independents and 5% of Democrats said the same.
So it's only really Republicans that feel that way. I mean, independents aren't feeling that way. Democrats aren't feeling that way.
Well, I mean, these are the same folks that thought that, that the election in 2020 was stolen, that was not the result of a fair and impartial election process. So, I'm not surprised. Not surprised. Again, we heard earlier Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin lamenting the mail-in votes because that's where all the criming happens. That's where the steal happens. But at the same time, the state party chair of Wisconsin, encouraging the Republican voters to, vote early. So, make up your own mind. Well, don't look for consistency, man. There is none.
They've got to steal it first. They've got to be more clever in their theft.
Preemptive.
Preemptive.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. See?
Preemption.
Uh-huh.
See, that's why you got the master's degree.
That's right, baby.
I barely even got a piece of paper for my undergrad. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Don't say we're not educated. It's just me. 844-967-2789. The smartest audience in radio. And CJ.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin recovered about $33 million in fraudulent unemployment claims last year. The Department of Workforce Development says it looked into more than 2,300 identity theft cases and did almost 2,000 worker misclassification tax audits. DWD officials say they're intensifying their efforts to fight unemployment insurance fraud. The state Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling soon about ballot drop boxes. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden.
The Supreme Court has considered a new case that would allow them again, and there is a new liberal majority that seems more inclined to permit those again as they were used in 2020.
Last week, justices gave local clerks flexibility about locating absentee polling places, but kept a ban on early voting vehicles in place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement authorities are looking for any information regarding a 19-year-old who went missing on Friday. According to the Washburn County Sheriff's Office, Gunnar Hess of Sirona told his family he would be going kayaking on Friday and has not been heard from since. Authorities found his truck at the County Road K Namakagon River access site near Trigo, but have found no other signs of him. Anybody with information about his whereabouts should contact the Washburn County Sheriff's Office. St. Louis County and the City of Duluth will be taking part in a program to study how young homeless people live to work on solutions to reduce the homeless youth population. The city and county will partner with an organization called Lifehouse to provide some traditional services, as well as a monthly cash stipend to some young homeless people. The experiment will feature 135 young homeless people from across the region between the ages of 18 and 24. Only half will receive the monthly stipend. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Apple TV did not censor Jon Stewart, so says Jon Stewart. On a recent episode of The Town podcast, Stewart discussed his exit from the show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, after two seasons. Stewart said, when you work for a major corporation, there is no real free speech. You get to do what you want until they think it's going to hurt their beer sales. Stewart is still on TV, however, guest hosting The Daily Show one day a week until the fall election. Luckily for him, The Daily Show viewers are not beer drinkers. The second half of the third season of Bridgerton just dropped on Netflix. The hosts of The View had fun discussing a steamy six-minute sex scene from a recent episode, prompting Joy Behar to refer to her fellow co-hosts as one horny panel. Co-host Sandra Haynes said, "The scene had a physical effect on her," adding, "It takes me places just watching it. I can't be alone." Can't be alone for 6 minutes during an R-rated sex scene? That could have been an entry in my high school diary. If I had kept a high school diary. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Rising temps into the 70s. Warmer and more humid tomorrow. Highs upper 80s and breezy. Afternoon and evening, storms return. Heavy rain, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and gusty winds all possible. Currently at 62 degrees.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time when our executive producer of Civic Media, our friend, our colleague, and guru of brewers, Luke Mathers, joins us for Tuesday Tangents at Lukester.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Forgot it was my turn.
I thought you were just letting that music breathe a little bit.
I was just looking at you, doing the walk of life, Dom.
You're gazing at me, man. I mean, it happens a lot. You're like Biden over here, man, just gazing at this glory, and you're like lose focus of what you're doing.
More looking past you out the window, yeah. But I'll take it. I'll earn that.
You know it's true.
844-967-2789, because you were so damn insistent. You didn't have a lead for me when I
did. Said, this was the lead.
Oh, well.
No, I was busting your chops. This was where I was going to start because it seems like everyone's very interested in this.
When offered, you must say, yes, I have a lead in Crudy. You can't just say, well, look at Crudy. Didn't do his homework.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to jump right in.
No, that's fine.
Prove,
man.
I did my homework.
And the fine job you have done, Crudy. Well done.
Now it's your turn.
844-967.
Do some of the heavy lifting.
789. I do CrossFit once in a while. I don't know if you can tell. New York Times reporting. President Biden's campaign Monday began its most aggressive effort to brand former President Donald J. Trump a felon with the introduction of a new television advertisement that focuses on the presumptive Republican presidential nominee's criminal conviction. Oh, you don't say. The campaign said the ad would be part of a $50 million investment in battleground states in June.
It's a lot of jing in June.
That's a lot of money in June.
It's growing, like 2 weeks left in June. It's already the 17th, right?
Yeah. A growing number of Democrats have been urging the president to become more aggressive in branding Mr. Trump with his criminal convictions. We have the ad. We'll play the ad. It's a little bit more from the New York Times. It can concludes by framing. Now, of course,
sure, you don't want to throw some yada yaddies in there in your lead.
So on and so forth, et cetera, et cetera. Since Mr. Trump's trial concluded last month, the president's Democratic allies have been engaged in a broad discussion about how to use the New York jury's decision in the campaign. While Trump regularly bemoans his conviction in rally speeches and on his social media platform. Oh, by the way, happy Father's Day to all you losers and suckers out there. I mean, can a holiday pass without this guy doing an all caps freak out? I mean, why would you, people, for real, man? I mean, this is like your 12-year-old got the first time on social media and was mad that you got grounded and finally got access and went off on a tangent. Anyway, I digress.
I can tell you the problem.
The parents?
Well, it's the fact that his birthday stacks up too closely with Father's Day. You have that problem. I have that problem. You're lucky to get acknowledged on one of your two
special
days.
For sure, I know.
One of my kids, since we've been on the air, texted me, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, right, man.
I'm thinking, thank you, but that was yesterday.
It's always Father's Day, man. The love
is
of a child's love of a father is always there.
Is it?
Never ending. Continuous into eternity.
All evidence to the contrary.
Yes, especially when you have money in your pocket.
I've got no money in my pocket. That clearly is the problem. No love for broke-ass Crudy.
But we'll talk about that. I mean, but anyway, let's just stick to the point. I want to get off hand here. While Trump is regularly bemoaning his conviction, Biden has, for the most part, avoided the subject, aside from an off-hat remark recently. He has not attacked Trump for his criminal conviction in front of television cameras, although surrogates have. In just 10 days, of course, we're going to meet for that first debate. We're going to have that debate party here in Madison. Make sure you join us. It's on the Facebook page, The Devil's Advocates. Trump approaches the first debate as a convicted felon who continues to prove that he will do anything and harm anyone if it means more power and vengeance for Donald Trump, said Michael Tyler, a Biden campaign spokesman. His entire campaign is an exercise in revenge and retribution. Retribution. Trump campaign spokesman said the Biden campaign's new ad demonstrates, oh, here we go, you knew it was a plot all along, that Biden had a coordinated attack against Trump, a theory for which there is no evidence. It doesn't matter if there's evidence or not. Just say it. Your people will believe it and make them mad. In addition to the New York case, Trump has been indicted in two separate federal cases and one case in Georgia. Here is a quote from Stephen Chung, a Trump campaign spokesman. Joe Biden and his campaign are stupid enough to highlight how they have weaponized the justice system to attack the leading presidential candidate and their opponent in order to interfere in the election. The Biden campaign has spent tens of millions of dollars on advertising, yet their numbers have not changed. Trump has held a narrow lead over Trump in the most recent polling, though interviews with 2,000 voters who took polls in recent months from the New York Times and Siena College, found a slight shift to Biden from Trump after the former president's conviction. And we still have more. And you know, the Supreme Court is sitting on this absolute immunity case, hopefully dropping soon. They dropped that stupid bump stock thing. We talk about that as well. So, you know, we'll have perhaps another trial coming up before the election. Maybe. Keep your fingers crossed. Rich, you found the sound. It's everywhere, apparently. If the Biden campaign is spending $50 million, you're going to be hearing it a lot. So if you haven't heard it yet, here's your first taste.
So an unoriginal lead is what you're saying. It's everywhere. I fell upon it. Here's your lead.
In the courtroom, we see Donald Trump for who he is. He's been convicted of 34 felonies, found liable for sexual assault, and he committed financial fraud. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's been working, lowering health care costs and making big corporations pay their fair share. This election is between a convicted criminal who's only out for himself and a president who's fighting for your family.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
And there you go, $50 million worth.
I've enjoyed the Robert De Niro for Joe Biden lately. I've heard those quite a bit here in Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I have not heard them.
You're not a consumer of media.
De Niro being De Niro? I mean, like, what was tell me about it. Was
it trash talking Trump?
Is it cuts of him doing it or actual, like he's in the studio?
No, like he recorded an ad with sound bites of differing crazy things Trump did.
Yeah, okay,
De Niro saying, we don't want crazy again.
That's some crazy.
I paraphrase, but
but that is some
anti-crazy crazy Trump.
Yeah, I'm down with this.
Crazy?
I'm crazy in the head. I'm down with this because this is a fact. The guy, regardless of what the Republicans say or think, this wasn't, you know, a Joe Biden, DOJ, yada yada thing, man. This was brought by a local DA. They impaneled a grand jury. They found the evidence. They tried him. His attorneys were there the whole time. They picked the jury together. They did this whole thing together. So you can say what you want, and they do it. It doesn't matter because we're detached from reality. We're detached from the facts. We're detached from history, from recent history. I mean, we actually sat through this trial. We went through the jury selection. We know how this thing went. Now, we couldn't have cameras in the room, unfortunately.
I had to take CNN's word for it all day long.
Yeah, all the time. We got someone in there. They're tweeting out what's happening. So, but this is... these are facts. And I think anyone who's concerned about, you know, whether or not you want to be the party of law and order, whether or not you want to stand on your morals or your convictions or whatever it is that you think that is important to you at the time, whatever you were raised with, whatever you instilled within your children, you're just gonna pass that aside because you think this one wasn't fair. Oh, statute of limitations, the fella did it. Oh, okay. I mean, but it still happened. He still won it. He had his opportunity. He lost. He can appeal. We'll see what happens. July 11th is sentencing. And maybe it's just because this is the, you know, it's the bookkeeping thing, really not a big deal. Maybe he just passed it off as that. And not recognizing the impact it has on the election in 16. I mean, he could have very well won because of these actions. But that aside, I mean, if Chuck can get in, if we start seeing a trial on January 6th and we start seeing some evidence presented, you know, that could be an entire sea shift.
The federal insurrection trial of Donald Trump.
Man.
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I get that. So, but this is already having a minimal impact, right? At least on the polling, and logic would tell you that. But when all of a sudden you start seeing some folks coming in and talking about what Donald Trump did and did not do on January 6th, and it's not just me saying he sat on his ass for 3 hours. 3 hours? I mean, we do a three-hour television
show. A three-hour cruise.
We do a three-hour show, Crudy. That'd be us here starting at our show and then watching our mob, attack the Capitol and eating my burgers and dancing in the tents. For 3 hours, he didn't do anything but enjoy what he wrought upon this Capitol. And so when that starts getting like lined up and knocked down in a court of law with evidence and testimony and so on and so forth, that will have a huge impact.
Wishful thinking. Until it's on the trial calendar, wishful thinking. Cannot schedule the trial until the U.S. Supreme Court gets around and they're taking their own sweet time.
Yes, they are.
And what if, and this is what I strongly suspect, what if the U.S. Supreme Court, because they got the votes, they can roll out whatever crap they want to. There will not be absolute immunity for the former president, but there will be official immunity for certain official acts and then they'll send it back down to the district court, and those facts will have to be litigated.
Which acts were official, which acts were not.
Yes, and the ironic part is, as Amy Coney Barrett, and I was a little surprised by her line of questioning of Trump's lawyer, Sauer, S-A-U-E-R, John.
Saruman.
When she went through the allegations and asked, are these official acts or are these private acts, each and every one of the charges against Trump would fall under the category of private acts. These are not official acts. So the greatest benefit, if let's just say the Alitos and the Clarence Thomases want to throw one in this direction, but they can't go all the way and give him absolute immunity, because then Biden might off his ass next Thursday night. Because the next guy's got the immunity and he's the current president. You don't even want that, Trump. Be careful what you wish for. But I would say their greatest sand in the cogs, slowing down the process, putting it off until after the elective cycle, would be to extend immunity to official acts, go litigate it at the district court level.
Okay, but fair enough. But what about the acts that were already admitted to be personal acts?
You'd have to litigate
They've already acknowledged it in the court of law. Said
Trump's
it.
Trump's contradicted himself at trial.
Well, but
and
you just said
appeal.
It. Yes, that's personal. Yes, that's personal. Yes, that's personal. Now you're going to stand up and say, no, it's not? They've already acknowledged, yes. Once you do that, once you've acknowledged it, you can't say, yes, my client
Different
did
venue.
The murder.
Different venue.
Different
they're,
venue?
They're not going
well,
to.
Well, they're going to kick
they're
it.
They're still
hang
going
on,
to
clear,
have to rehash
on your
each
logic.
And every
you
case.
You think they're going to take what they said, that these are actions, as you meant. Barrett lined them up. Are these official or are these personal? And his attorney, his representative in the Supreme Court, identified which was which. And you think that they're going to kick it down to the lower court and they're going to have to answer those very same questions
yes.
again?
Yes.
Absolutely not. Why would you do it? It's already been asked and answered, Your Honor.
Yeah, you'd like to think that. I do like to think that.
I mean,
believe me, when I heard Coney Barrett put him on the record on these different things, that sounds great. But the question before the Supreme Court is a question of immunity. And once they rule, then it will be a different court's decision to decide whether or not each and every alleged act by Trump falls under the official category
or under the personal category.
But
you're assuming the ruling, let's say the ruling comes down that, yes, we need to revisit the official. You think we don't need to revisit the personal acts, or they would be revisited? I think they could very well accept the fact, okay, these are the officials. These are the official acts. These are the personal acts. They've already acknowledged them in court. So now you can go back on the official acts. We'll evaluate that, whether or not those are official, what you've admitted to as personal acts. Those are personal acts.
Sure. They still have to litigate all those steps.
Well, that's what you do in the court, man. They've already admitted those are personal acts.
They are not litigating. Understand, if the U.S. Supreme Court says official immunity extended to presidents for official acts, now District Court Chutkan, go decide which of these acts were the president, the former president, acting in a personal capacity, and which of these acts were him acting in official capacity. And there'll be a briefing schedule, and there'll be hearings, right? And what this will do is delay the process. This will prevent there being an actual trial on the underlying facts, the insurrection, the January 6th, that's not going to happen between now and the election.
I disagree with you. I think it absolutely could very well happen, and it certainly should happen, so that people have an idea of what they're voting for.
You're only right after we get to trial. Yeah. Actually, if you want for trial, we'd be four trials in if you... Oh, your wishful thinking
Come
came
on,
true.
Come on, man. Don't knock it. You know I've been right. Guilty by Friday. That happened. Bucks and six. Never forget it. I called it right here. 844-967 2789.
I thought it was Jabari Parker that said bucks and six. You just jumped on the bandwagon some 10 years later. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Don't be a bandwagger jumper. Get on early. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free, you're welcome, but bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join the political party on the phones. Do so at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, former President Trump went to your hometown. You claim Detroit often. You got the D tattooed on your arm. Went to D-Town. Went to a black church. Yeah. And had mostly a white attendee rally, but he was there to court black voters, Dom. And a few of the blacks for Trump, you know, the travelees, I bet there'll be a few in Racine tomorrow.
Oh, they always travel. Because they always are. It's like, well, it's like following the dead.
They got the positions on stage, but I did see a panorama of the audience, and it looked like the Young Adolphs Foundation. I mean, Young Americans Foundation. All lily white. The entire crowd was white, Dom. You know, excepting a few. Here's how the Detroit News reported it. Former President Donald Trump, I prefer convicted felon Donald Trump, warned of increases in illegal immigration, weakened global policy, and a struggling economy under another Biden term as he courted both black voters at a Detroit church and conservative stalwarts at a convention in Huntington Place. Gave the same speech to both, I suspect. The former president dinged the leader of United Auto Workers, Sean Fain, as doing an absolutely terrible job and warned of environmentally friendly emission limits implemented under Biden. We can't let these people destroy our country like this. They're going crazy. Now, Trump made the comment Saturday during a conservative political organization's convention at Huntington Place, where 4 years ago, Republicans protested and chanted, "Stop the count," as Detroiters' absentee ballots were still being tallied. His address at the Turning Point Action Convention came after he held a roundtable discussion with black Detroit voters at 180 Church on Stansbury Avenue in the city's west side. You ever been there, Dom? The 180 Church? Stansbury?
Went last night.
Trump's attacks on electric vehicles and Fain were featured in several of his Michigan campaign speeches. The UAW endorsed Biden earlier this year.
Oh, there you go.
But support from blue-collar union workers in Macomb County were considered key to Trump's 2016 victory in Michigan. And Fain scored victories for his union last year in a round of high-stakes negotiation with the Ford Motor Company, General Motors, And Stellus, Nevada, the UAW's Michigan branch, has about 134,000 members. That's still a powerful union, Dom. But a court-appointed watchdog tasked with curbing corruption within the UAW revealed in court filings last week that Fain is under investigation. It's not going to be his endorsement. Well, if he endorses Trump, though, I mean, if he gets convicted of these serious allegations, Dom?
What are the allegations?
Corruption.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Biden's Environmental Protection Agency in March finalized rules that would require automakers to determine their mix of gasoline-powered and electric vehicles to comply with greenhouse gas tailpipe emissions limited for light-duty vehicle fleets for model years 27 to 32 and beyond. That's a lot of crap. So Trump said, we're going to bring back your auto industry at a level greater than it was 30 years ago. I mean, when you got $80,000 pickup trucks, dude, how many of them are people supposed to buy?
George W. Bush speechwriter David Frum said this, noting that the black church in Milwaukee, the photos raised eyebrows. I'm sorry, Detroit, raised eyebrows because there are a lot of white people in there. Here's what Republican Frum had to say. He created a completely fake media event. He rented a church. He bussed in people who were wearing not church clothes, but rally clothes. They were obviously not locals. You don't have to do that if you have support. He told a series of preposterous lies. Detroit is having a magnificent turnaround. First population growth in half a century. Lowest homicides in half a century. Detroit is not a magnet for attracting new artists. It is, Crudy. I've been there. It's beautiful. They're working hard on it.
Come on, man. I went to Detroit with you not too many months ago.
Detroit is a great American turnaround story. So when you have to tell so many lies, when you have to bus in people, it tells me you probably don't have a lot of indigenous support in that town. And I also saw a headline that when the pastor or the priest or whoever the guy in charge of the church was asking people to come for the Trump rally, they were laughing in his face. 844-967-2789. Let's get some
Trump callers. Also said that the black people should resent the immigrants because they're taking your jobs.
Oh, my goodness. Wisco Paul, you are up. Happy Monday, man. What do you got for
us? Hey, Paulie.
Hey, happy Monday to you guys, Devils. Hey, I'm really looking forward to next Thursday at the Barrymore.
Yeah, man.
Because
it's going to be a hoot and a holler.
Well, I really think that'll go a long way in determining who wins the election, excuse me, because I think Biden will beat Trump in a debate. I don't see any reason why he won't, because Trump has lost a lot of what he had. Hey, last week, I think you went on record. I hate to put you in the corner there, Dom, but that if Trump is reelected, he will burn it down. And if you said that, right?
I don't know. I made any guarantees, Paul, but that's my concern.
Define
certainly.
What would be burned down precisely, yeah. Mr. Salvia.
Think Rome burning. But go ahead, Paul. What you got?
Okay, and the other thing is, I believe after Roe, the Supreme Court can make any rulings they want to. Mm. They proved it with that, and I also think they are corrupt. So your take on them on that statement? And thanks, boys, for the great show.
Yeah, Wisco, thank you.
I'm just going to concur about the corruptness of the 6-3 conservative leaning Supreme Court.
I mean, bump stocks, man? Really? I mean, we can't have machine guns, you know, but you can have a bump stock. It makes it a machine gun. That's totally fine. Totally cool. No problem.
That was the 6-3, was it not? All the conservatives down for that.
I mean, just in time for the RNC.
And we've got the ruling on Trump, whether or not he's immune from all prosecution. Or just officially immune.
It's coming soon.
And then you got to go litigate it.
Ah, we'll see about that.
Come back with us. We'll litigate more in the 5 o'clock happy hour. Join us. And we'd encourage you to follow us on these social medias, but might have to give you a consumer warning first.
Oh.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday's National Splurge Day, we talk about what little luxuries you add to your life right now and the big ones you'd get if you could really splurge.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.